This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The head of the nation's largest abortion provider is going deeper into her story of the abortion of her fourth child. First mentioned last summer, Cecile Richards now says she couldn't name her child at first because that would make it real. The fetus would become human. While she tells of her grief, her intent behind her saying she is okay with abortion is to create more acceptance of abortion in society. She is not calculating the massive number of women, giving clear reasoning behind their regret. Washington State Senator Patty Murray says that if Republicans really want to help women's health, they would get together with Democrats to force employers like Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor to provide artificial hormone contraception that often causes abortions. Murray's comments came while objecting to another senator's commendation for pregnancy centers. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A board member of a local Planned Parenthood is using her day job as a professor at the University of Missouri to help women seeking abortions in the face of a new 72-hour waiting period. A state senator says that what is called a study is simply free marketing for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.